Does it seem like loneliness affects you every summer? It may be due to memories that are trapped in you from being a child of divorce. That's what I've learned about myself, and that's how I've learned to deal with loneliness in the summer in a new way. And I want to help you with that today on our Episode 38 of Heart in a Drawer, the podcast for adult children of divorce. Welcome. If this is your first time, I'm so glad to have you here. And if this is another time that you've been back with me in these first 38 episodes of season one, I am so glad that you've joined me for this inaugural journey in this podcast. So, this is going to be the last episode of season one. I'm going to take a break the rest of this summer. I'll be back with you in mid-August with some new episodes in season two because I am working on a new book proposal and I need to have total focus during that time. So, I appreciate you being patient with me while I work on that project. So, I'll have a few things to share with you at the end of this podcast. I want you to listen closely because there's a few things I'd like you to do in the meantime. But for now, let's get into this topic. So, 2 years ago, I wrote a post called Fighting Summer Loneliness, and I will link that in the show notes too. And one of the things that I thought about after writing that post is that really, I think my summer loneliness now is attached to the loneliness that I experienced as a child, as a latchkey child. So, in my book, Transforming Your Thought Life, I talk about having to stay home during the summer about the age of 10 with my sister, who is 2 years younger than me. And I felt this looming responsibility that I didn't really want. I didn't feel like I was ready for. And I didn't feel like I could just relax and be a child. And it was very, very difficult for me. And there was really no recourse. I didn't have any other option other than to kind of grow up overnight and have the burden of chores, being worried about people breaking into our house. Not that we lived in a high crime area or anything, but that was just on my mind as a 10, 11, 12 year old girl. And just feeling very lonely for an adult presence in the home. And so as my children have gotten older, so this summer, they're all going to be teenagers. I realized that I was dealing with loneliness, which I think is common for stay-at-home moms, work-from-home moms. I've been all of those categories. I've worked outside the home as well. And summer can be a tough time for moms of little ones because you're with your little ones all the time and you're craving adult interaction. And I certainly went through that, but I think that my loneliness was deeper because it was related to issues from my past, and I hadn't really processed those out. So that was when I started going to therapy when my kids were little, and that really helped deal with the root issues of my loneliness year-round, but the ones that seemed to intensify during the summer months, and helped me kind of start getting a handle on those. And the last couple years, I've just been thinking about how those feelings bring me back to that time. But the difference between then and now is that I have agency over what to do. So in the guest post that I wrote for Woman to Woman Ministries, the one I'm going to link in the show notes, I talk about how two summers ago, I just took a leap and I started calling these friends on the phone, people that I had only known online in some blogger groups. So these friends from all around the country, having like an hour-long conversation with them, and it was amazing how much that filled up my cup. And yes, I do have friends here locally that I can go out to lunch with, but a lot of them are moms like me, so they have their kids home with them during summer, and that's not always a practical solution. So just simply picking up the phone and calling someone makes a huge, huge difference. And I know that that's becoming less and less of a communication option in our time. But now that we've gone through the quarantine, and some of us this summer of 2021 are able to move about freely, not all of you listening are able to do that yet, but I live in an area where the infection rate is pretty low. So we can move about without masks in most areas. So it's time to get back out and meet with people. And just because quarantine is slowly being lifted does not mean that people aren't lonely. You know, I think we could have all easily admitted our lonely feelings when we were in quarantine last summer, especially. But now that it's over, I don't think that we should go back to pretending that we're not lonely, because loneliness is very, very common in our culture, and especially among adult children of divorce. It's something that we hide inside. I think that maybe some of us think we're always going to be lonely just because of what we went through. But that's a lie that the enemy wants us to believe, because he can have greater power over us and keep us held down if we believe that lie that we're always going to be lonely. But my youngest daughter, she's the one that's going to be 13 this summer. She has been telling me, because all my kids transferred over to public school a few years ago, and she's been talking about the first 2 years she was there, that she was waiting for people to talk to her. And she said one of the lessons that she's learned, now she's just going into eighth grade and she's clicked into this, okay, that if she wants friends, she has to talk to people. And you know, that's not really a lesson that I learned until I was an adult. But it really is true. And I think it's hard because you're risking rejection, you know, and that is no less painful as an adult than it is when you were in junior high, you know. But that's really the only way to make friends and to ease your loneliness. And I think one of the good things coming out of quarantine is people who may not have really been as eager to connect before are very eager now, because we've all been held inside for so long and we're just ready for something to do. So this is actually an ideal time for you to reach out to people and just schedule something very informal, a lunch, invite them over to a family barbecue, something like that, and just connect over daily life. I've also written another post about hospitality during this time, and I'll link that in the show notes for you. Now, there's a verse in Hebrews that I want to make our meditation verse for this particular episode, and it talks about how we should not neglect meeting together. Now, that verse was spoken to members of the church, but I think it's just true of anyone. We were not created to be alone, and we were created for connection with each other. And there's no shame in reaching out to others for fellowship, for friendship, for connection. And I only wish I had put that lesson into practice years ago, when I was a mom of littles, when I was a newlywed, when I was a lonely college girl. I wish that I had reached out more. Even as an introvert, I have learned to do that, and I'm so, so glad that I took the risks and found some true friends that fill up my cup so that I don't feel so lonely, and it breaks that bond of the past that I had to all those lonely summers, and it gives me hope that I can overcome now. So this is what I'd like you to do. I would like you to go to the show notes, of course, and get that free printable with that meditation verse and some reflection questions if you have some loneliness issues during the summer, because I pray as you meditate on that verse in Hebrews and you put it into practice, that God will help you find practical ways to overcome your loneliness. So that's thing number one I want you to consider doing. Another thing I'd like you to do is go back and listen to any episodes during this break that you may have missed. I've done a couple others on loneliness, which I'll link to, but you can just go back to the main page that has all of the episodes listed so that you can fill in any of those learning gaps. And summer is a great time to do that when you have a little bit of downtime. Another thing I would like you to do is consider joining my rewards program. I make a special printable and exclusive video for anyone who gives to offset the costs of my ministry during the month. So I ask for you to prayerfully consider that. And if you have not sent me a testimony of how this podcast helped you, or left a review of it, or liked or subscribed to any of the YouTube videos, would you please consider doing that? Because when you do, more people can find this podcast. So I'm going to close this out in prayer. Thank you so much for joining me, and I am going to be praying for you over this break, but let me pray for you right now. Father God, I just thank you for every person that you lead to this podcast, to come for healing, to come for affirmation, to come for support, to receive encouragement and even teaching, Lord, that can help them in their healing process as a child of divorce. And I pray, Lord, that this summer you will speak to them. You will speak to them in any hidden hurts that they have, in any blind spots they have, Lord, that you would minister to their needs and you would help them choose a path that's pleasing to you, that will strengthen their faith and just strengthen their character as well. And I pray, Lord, that you would just give them each a special blessing of your peace as they draw closer to you and connect with the greater body of Christ, the church, to receive healing for their hidden hurts. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I will see you back in mid-August with some new episodes. And until then, God's blessings and peace to you.